the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, May the 11th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. A Trump official mocked Senator John McCain over his opposition to CIA nominee Gina Haspel. Also on the rundown, New Mexico and South Carolina slated to develop the next generation of nuclear weapons. Plus, moms in Nevada say all they want for Mother's Day is a cleaner environment. Topping our news, a White House official mocked Senator John McCain's brain cancer diagnosis at an internal meeting Thursday. The Hill reports that comes a day after the Arizona Republican announced his opposition to Trump's nominee for CIA director Gina Haspel. Special Assistant Kelly Sadler made the derisive comments during a closed-door White House meeting. According to a source familiar with the meeting, she said, "It doesn't matter. He's dying anyway." The Hill reports Sadler did not respond to a request for comment, and the White House did not make her available. A source later told The Hill that Sadler called the senator's daughter, Meghan McCain, to apologize. Executives of the nation's automakers slated to meet with President Trump today to discuss a rollback of fuel economy requirements. Mary Sherman has this preview.
The White House wants to weaken Obama-era standards that would essentially double the average fuel economy of new cars, SUVs, and light trucks by 2025. The EPA contends the standards were set too high and are unrealistic, which Joyce Stein with the Alliance of Nurses for a Healthy Environment in Michigan says is confusing.
The automakers were in support of these standards when they were first put through, and then even in the beginning of 2017, the EPA had concluded that they were working, so it's a little unclear why the EPA wants to make an about turn and roll them back now.
This week, 18 states filed a lawsuit challenging the rollback proposal, calling it a rollback of progress in the name of deregulation.
The Nuclear Security Administration announced Thursday that New Mexico and South Carolina will share in the development of the next gen of nuclear weapons with expanded plutonium pit production. Here's Roz Brown.
The pit is the core that triggers a nuclear warhead. The Trump administration wants to dramatically increase annual pit production from 30 to 80. The NNSA says a troubled and not yet completed nuclear facility in South Carolina will be repurposed to make 50 pits a year, while Los Alamos will make 30. Nuclear watchdog groups are alarmed by the ramp up. Jay Coughlin, director of Nuclear Watch New Mexico, insists the U.S. is setting a bad example.
We're trying to preach restraint to Iran, North Korea, the rest of the world, and we're going to go on to develop new design nuclear weapons that's not practicing what we preach.
Both New Mexico senators had lobbied hard to keep all the work at Los Alamos, even though the plant has been under review for several years for ongoing safety lapses.
And legislation to improve the tracking of sexual assault evidence kits is on the way to Governor Daniel Malloy's desk.
After a 2015 survey found almost 1,200 untested kits at law enforcement agencies across Connecticut, the governor established a working group to coordinate their tracking and testing. Senate Bill 17, which was built on that work, passed both the House and Senate with unanimous votes. According to ILSA Connect with the Joyful Heart Foundation, a national group working on this issue, tracking can be key to both the criminal investigation and the healing process for survivors.
This is a reform that helps all parts of the system know where a rape kit is at all times, to know if it's moving through the process as it should be. And it also allows survivors to check on the status and location of their kits.
She says Connecticut is committed to clearing its backlog of untested sexual assault kits and to quickly testing new kits as they come in. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Andrea tells us passage of the legislation makes Connecticut among the leading states in the nation to take on rape kit reform. May is Mental Health Month across the nation. Tramell Gomes tells us as a response to the Parkland school shooting, the National Alliance of Mental Illness is raising funds to ramp up mental health awareness in middle and high schools in Florida.
Elisa LaPolte, NAMI's executive director, says the Ending the Silence program educates students to recognize signs and break the silence surrounding mental health issues.
When we speak openly about this, the stigma is lowered. because we know that mental illness is no different than a physical illness, like a broken leg or some type of disease. This is a brain disease.
In order to provide this program at no cost to Florida schools, NAMI has launched an online fundraiser through June 12th, with the company Johnson & Johnson offering to match donations. NAMI says 1 in 5 Americans is affected in some way by a mental health condition, and the group works to end the stigma about getting diagnosed and treated.
And finally, Catherine Davis Young notes Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. Many Nevada moms are coming together to ask for a healthier future for their children.
The National Wildlife Federation and Moms Clean Air Force say they're concerned about federal rollbacks of clean air and water regulations under current leadership at the EPA. That's why Rebecca Stetson with the National Wildlife Federation says locally focused grassroots efforts have the best chance of making an impact.
We have a capacity to make a lot of change. It's really powerful when our state leaders or federal leaders see mothers standing up and saying, I need more protection for my children. My children deserve clean air. My children deserve clean water.
The mayors of Reno and Carson City, along with other state and local politicians, are expected to attend the Mama Summit events. I'm Mike Clifford, and you've been newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.